Hello, this is Brittany Rowe for the All Out Arts Radio Plays program. This is our first work in the 2022 season of Fresh Fruit Radio. We're offering a new short play by Dr. Catalina Florescu. We will be hearing Man on the Moon. The featured artists in order of appearance are Andrea Helen David as Viola and Anka Vida as Cora. And now, Man on the Moon.
Man landed on the moon.
Where? Where? I can't see.
Not now.
What did I do wrong now?
Not now, as in you can't see a man on the moon now.
So what? Do we now say whichever thought navigates through our minds?
Was it ever differently, Magellan?
Did you take your pills?
We... What would your last mistake going to be?
Dear, it's last meal.
Dear, it's about craving.
Then I don't know.
About the meal?
All my life, measuring the quality level of air, water, constantly reading metrics, writing those down daily, wiping them off the next day, writing again.
Palimpsest?
Sort of.
You travelled a lot.
True. One time, I had this can of Coca-Cola in my hand. I normally don't allow my lips to touch that drink. I mean, I'm not pretentious. I do not like canned foods and drinks. But I was so tired. My plane had an emergency landing. Then we waited. Then the second plane was too small and I could not board it. Then I waited longer. I wanted to sleep, but I was afraid I'd miss my flight. Then it came. As I entered, the flight attendant gave each one of us a can of Coca-Cola, you know, for waiting for so long. I took it, put it in my bag. Then, when we landed, they took me from the airport and I was stationed in a small village. They did not have houses. They did not even have any trees. The place was full with tents. They gave me a cot. I looked around and for a second, I thought I traveled back in time. This kid comes to me. As I hold too many things at once, he notices my can of Coca-Cola. By now, I am exhausted and thirsty, so I sip. He points to it. I ask him if he wants a sip too. He nods his head. I hand him my inexpensive gift. He drinks. After the first sip, he starts to hiccup. He laughs. He enjoys it. He drinks it all. When he's done, I show him how to crash the can. I hand him a minuscule version of it. He laughs some more. He holds it in his palm and starts to run. Then he comes back and gives me a hug. Then I see him as he becomes small. Then I return to measure the air. The newcomer is obsessed with dust.
As we all should. You know, when someone asks you a question, you should return it.
What are you talking about?
My question, before. One last, final, you heard me, mistake. Now you ask me.
How did you phrase it?
Entertain me.
Let's say this is your last day and you are given a golden fish.
No, it's not that kid's story. It's not about a fish.
Fine. What would your last mistake gonna be?
I'd like to make love before I die.
Oh, my.
Who cares about a last meal?
Jesus.
Good actor, lamentable script.
And a terrible agent. We talked about this before.
Yes, by the night is young.
Tell me about that man and his moon.
Nah.
Then what's the point of the annunciation?
I was thinking. I don't remember if I ever told you this. That day when they locked you in.
Admitted, please.
Yes, whatever. That day, you were dressed in pink from head to toe. I was mean to you that day.
How so?
I called you shrimp.
You started that?
Sorry.
They made fun of me for weeks. They call me Flamingo's best friend. They asked me to stand on one foot.
For real. The question should be, what would your last mistake gonna be? Am I right? Look, I did say sorry. I can repeat the word, no biggie. When we created this trick, forgiveness, we gave ourselves the most rewarding and deceiving gift. We do bad things, we regret them, we apologize, we are forgiven. We say bad words again. We do stupid things again. We can't stop this cycle because there is forgiveness. We made it easy.
Here.
What's that?
All the things you gave me over the years, take them back.
Sorry, but I leave Earth empty-handed.
Then I burn them. Got any matches?
Matches? What's this? Girls can't date to the woods making s'mores?
You think you are clever, don't you?
I have some good upper teas.
Well...
Please. At this terminal point in our lives, it just doesn't matter to continue to hurt ourselves. Let's enjoy this diem.
What?
Carpe diem, sister.
I am not your sister.
I don't know what's wrong with you today. Of all days.
I'm pissed at you.
But why?
What do you mean, why?
Look. Tomorrow, we...
Tomorrow we head south.
To the Great Desert.
Kind of.
Shh.
Who is listening?
The audience.
You're hallucinating.
Let's throw paper balls at them.
No.
Better candy.
I'm not wasting my candy on them. They're not worth it.
But they bought a subscription to listen to us.
So what? Do they now want a diploma for staying with us until the end?
Be nice.
Nice and I have a complicated relationship. Like that day when I met you. I wanted you.
You wanted me? As in, to be a roommate?
Sure. I went to my room and I masturbated twice.
Stop imagining things.
I'm reminiscing.
Nice story.
It happened.
If you repeat it long enough, it makes you believe it happened.
You're a mess. Kept playing with your hair and I wanted you.
Stop.
We're off to this big journey tomorrow and you still can't handle the truth.
Because you are a jokester.
Never call me that.
But you like to make jokes about everything.
I am not a jokester. Not always, anyway.
Yes, yes, yes.
3, the foolproof numeral, used in all narratives.
See, there, you make fun.
Because some lazy idiots repeated a formula and no one cared to deviate from it. Because we keep it in a glass jar and look at it as if we found the secret to life. And because of all of that, I am called a jokester?
Whenever we get cast here, you always audition for the silly part.
And people can't have more than one side.
I'm sorry.
Inevitably, we reach that moment. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Could you please help me put these back in the box?
Leave them there.
And let the janitor touch them? Ugh.
Why should we care? We won't be here tomorrow. We'll be going south. To the desert. Dry lands. Thirst. So much thirst. We will not be using words.
How will we communicate? Shh. I know. You see an audience in front of you.
They don't matter anymore. It's a redaction. It's just you and me. Listen. You do not, let me say this very clearly. You do not need to pack anything.
Maybe I don't want to go.
No refunds, baby. No cancellations. It's happening.
But we didn't even...
What?
We never...
What?
We...
You are driving me crazy.
We... Damn it. There. My last mistake.
Stop talking.
You have been listening to Man on the Moon, written and produced by Dr. Catalina Florina Florescu, who, by the way, is a professor at a longtime supporter of the festival, Pace University, here in Lower Manhattan. This has been a presentation of All Out Arts in the 2022 season of the Fresh Fruit Festival, financed in part by the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York City Council, and by listeners like you. Please download the full-color program book of this and other productions at freshfruitfestival.com. And thank you for tuning in. This is Louis Lopardi in New York City.